Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. We may have Michael Rothstein with us. We do not right now, and that's fine, Tom, if we can't make this connection because there's so much to talk
about.
Well,
you know, I want to bring up a point we haven't talked about. Well, we don't talk during the week, Jack, so I want to talk right now. But real quickly, I want to get this signing of Michigan basketball. This is what frustrates the hell out of me. Michigan signs Glenn Robinson III. Glenn, big dog's kid.
The okay? Puppy. The
6'5", 192 power forward. These are the teams that Michigan's going against for recruiting. He had offers from Missouri State, Indiana State, Colorado, and Valpo. That's who Michigan's going head-to-head for their talent.
So that's like a John Beilein kind of player to me.
I mean, this is why you're going to get this huge disparity between Michigan and everybody else talent-wise in the Big Ten. My prediction in Big Ten play this year, 2 or 3 wins. What are your thoughts about that category?
About the same. I picked Michigan 11th in the Big Ten rankings for Sporting News. And people say, why'd you pick them 11th? Because I couldn't pick them 12th.
You got to get some talent in there, Johnny B. This is ridiculous.
All right, let's go out to our phones and let's bring in Michael Rothstein from AnnArbor.com. Hello, Michael.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Good to be on.
What's the weather like there now?
Well, I look outside my apartment. I live about a few blocks from the stadium. There's a bunch of rain. There's a bunch of clouds. Pretty sure I heard some thunder at some point. So I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to a very long
day. Maybe we might get a delay, lightning delay today, because that happened. I remember the CMU game a few years ago. We were sitting under the concourse for about 40 minutes. So that could be an issue today.
I would expect.
Man, I'm not going to lie to you. It's Yom Kippur and I'm fasting, so I really hope not.
I would expect Denard Robinson will walk through the tunnel and he'll make some sort of a motion up to the skies and the rain will stop.
You know, with all the praise he's been getting the past couple of weeks, who knows? He's been honestly very surprising and borderline unbelievable. I don't think anyone maybe outside of Schembeck or Hall could have really expected Denard Robinson to be doing what he's doing right now. The thing was is that going into the spring last year, he was clearly behind Tate Forsyth. Mm-hmm. By the end of spring, it looked like they were even. And then all of a sudden you start hearing the reports about Tate not putting in as much time in the individual workouts. He wasn't showing up all the time. Rich Rodriguez called him out. Troy Wolfolk, the now injured cornerback, called him out. And all of a sudden, Denard Robinson looked like he was a good starter. And from a media standpoint, because we weren't able to watch any practices, you're hearing that and you're like, the same Denard Robinson that when he came in, you expected him to turn the ball over last year? And then he comes out in the first game and is just, there's no other word to describe him except impressive.
Yeah.
He has been impressive over 2 weeks. Now, can he keep it going through a whole season? That's the question that really remains to be seen, but he's been clearly the best player in college football so far this year.
You know, Michael, I think Michigan fans going down to Ann Arbor today are going to look, they're kind of envisioning Denard, you know, getting the lead out there, a couple touchdowns, and then Devin Gardner coming in, because I think everybody's paranoid this guy's going to get hurt. That's the biggest thing, the phobia the Michigan fans have right now. How are you going to keep this guy healthy, you know, 195, 200-pounder when he's taking, you know, at that particular when the D-tackles and the linebackers are getting a hold of him. When they do get a hold of him, that impacts. So do you think Devin Gardner is going to come in there pretty early today?
I think Rich is going to do what he needs to do to make sure that there's no chance Michigan loses.
Amen to
and
that.
And then I think you'll see Devin Gardner. You might see Tate Forsyth as well. That's the most intriguing question of today. Beyond if Massachusetts can stay in the game, is if Massachusetts is getting blown out, does Tate Forsyth come in the game? That's such a huge question right now because it's clear he's number 3 on the depth chart. That's obvious. Anyone who says that he's not, unless you're Rich Rodriguez and you haven't, like, told anyone, has not been watching Michigan football. Devin Gardner has gone in twice now, and especially on the road, you don't put a guy in, right, even if it's one play, because that could be a game changer.
Sure.
Especially against a Notre Dame team that, you know, even though Dane Chris was injured, still showed when he was in, had offensive firepower. That said, that's going to be a more interesting game, I think, up in East Lansing today than anything that happens in Ann Arbor.
Yeah. A lot of people would wonder, Michael, what happens to Tate Forcier if he does not play today. If you're not going to play against UMass, when are you going to play, Tom? Are you just handing out towels or what?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would be shocked if he doesn't play. I mean, because he's got some experience, and I think they would play both backup quarterbacks myself if they get a big lead. As Michael says, you got to secure this win. I mean, the App State thing still looms out there, and we saw that happen last week with as far as you know what happened with James Madison, you know, pulling the upset from that subdivision.
Yeah, James, it's kind of funny you bring up James Madison. I spent a couple years in Harrisonburg, Virginia, in a prior job, and it was right as JMU was starting to get good. They actually won a 1AA FCS, whatever you want to call it, national championship while I was there. That's a really good program. UMass is not quite at that level right now, but they're a good program too. I think UMass is maybe being very underrated in this game. I think they could possibly be better than Bowling Green, but I think they could be a more difficult matchup for Michigan than Bowling Green, because if you took the CAA and the MAC and flipped them, I think the CAA would, after a couple years of being able to recruit between coaches and personnel and even stadiums, would have more success.
Michael Rothstein, AnnArbor.com, our guest. Michael, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Michael.
Hey, no problem, guys. Anytime.
All right, Tom. I think the big question is not the backup quarterback situation at Michigan today.
No, I don't
I think
get
the big question is down the road. Has the Michigan defense really progressed when you give up 535 yards and a team starting quarterback misses most of the first half?
Well, the other element of the fact is I'd like to see the Michigan running game get going. I mean, to see if we can get some hope where you know, it's not just Denard Robinson running the football from the quarterback slot. I'd like to get the running backs going. Don't have the big power back this year, so that'll be interesting. And then, and obviously in their secondary. That's a big void there, and it's a work in progress on that team right now. So we'll see what happens.
And I predict the biggest impact of Denard Robinson is going to be on Michigan's running back recruiting down the road. We'll be back with Hour 3, the Jack and Tom Show.